I'm going to start by playing a track from a CD that was brought in by the Sweetheart, and then we'll get into talking and doing some live stuff. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is the Sweetheart. So let's start out with some introductions.
My name's Jeffrey. I'm on the cello.
AJ, I'm playing bass.
Sandy, I'm on drums and percussion.
And I'm Wendy, I'm guitar and going to be singing.
Wendy, the Sweetheart is your project, is it not?
Yeah, pretty much.
Did it start out as just a solo thing, just you and your guitar, and then you found some bandmates to work with, or...?
Yeah, I always intended it to be a band, but then I got used to playing by myself so much that it turned out to me playing by myself, and I found some good friends to play along with me.
And has this been a consistent group for a little while, or is it fluid? Does it change a lot?
It changes a lot, but AJ and Jeffrey have been playing with me for a few months, and AJ actually played on my EP, and Sandy's the newest one of the crew. So this is her first performance with us, or debut. Okay.
So why don't we go right into a live song, and then we'll talk about all these different instruments and how we came together. All right, my guest is The Sweet Hurt, and you're listening to Is Good on KillRadio.org.
All right, this one's called Where Would You Go?
Where would you go if you could go anywhere? I don't know. If it's time for me to go, then I'll start packing. You go if you found a new day here all alone. What's been on your mind today? I'm still just guessing. Shoot it down from here. Nobody wants to drag it out. Shoot it while it's clear. Nobody, not even me. Where would you go if you could go anywhere? I don't know. If it's time for me to go, then I'll start packing.
Nice. Thanks for coming in, by the way.
Thanks for having us.
So, okay, let's start with you, Wendy. Let's put you on the spotlight. Why did you think to pick up a guitar in the first place? Why music?
Oh, wow. Well, I've been playing music for a long time. I started playing piano when I was younger, and I guess guitar was like the cooler upgrade. Besides, like, joining the school band, which I also did.
I would say about 80% of the people who come in here with guitars say they started by taking piano lessons.
Yeah, I definitely think highly of piano, and I think anybody who's in music will ultimately learn a little piano. So I was lucky I started out with that.
What were some of the musical influences that drove you towards it, though?
Let's see. I really was into the Ramones. I saw Rock and Roll High School when I was like 7. It was like on KCOP or like, you know, the syndicated channels. But that was a driving force, I'd say. And I had older siblings, and they were into like Morrissey and Jesus and Mary Chain and just different kinds of, I don't know, cool hip music at the time. Yeah.
And, well, a lot of these groups that you're talking about, They have kind of a dark, almost morbid edge to them. Some of them, Morrissey, anyway,
like The Cure,
Jesus, Mary Chain, The Cure.
Yeah.
Does that darkness kind of bleed into your music as well? Do you see your music as having a somber edge to it?
Yeah, I think so. Like a lot of the songs I have, they sound like really kind of sad, but the words are kind of uplifting. So that I kind of want to like meld the pretty side of. I don't know, being sad. I don't know if that makes sense, but I guess that's kind of where the name comes from too, like The Sweet Hurt.
Did it start with the music or with the words? Did you get into songwriting after you had gotten into playing the guitar, or did it happen at the same time?
I had been playing guitar for a couple of years before I actually started writing songs, and it was kind of weird how it got started. I was actually making fun of a friend and that's how, like, this whole songwriting process got started.
That's how I became a DJ, actually.
Oh, yeah, making fun of it.
I heard Kill Radio and was like, oh, this is awful. I can do this.
Wow. No.
I'm kidding.
Great. Yeah, so I started with working with, like, melodies and then with playing the guitar and singing at the same time. And then later on, fitting words that I thought would sound funny or would fit with the melodies.
Why don't we talk a little bit about some of the other instruments that we have in
here?
Let's start with Jeffrey. If you want to just tell me a little bit about your instrument and how you brought it into Sweetheart.
Well, I originally played piano when I was really small, and then that went down really quickly. And then I picked up the cello basically because my teacher recommended it to me. And I met Wendy through a mutual friend from church, and she knew that I had played the cello, so she asked me to come in, record some songs, and that's how this started.
Did you see yourself, playing cello for an indie rock?
I actually didn't, because 'cause most of my background is from classical. I mean, I did listen to a lot of indie rock on my stereo, but I always imagined myself playing, like, in an orchestra or something more classical, and this was actually pretty interesting turn. I ended up really liking it in the end.
You weren't sure at first, maybe?
I figured I'd try it out. I didn't know that it would get this serious later on, but...
It's so serious.
It's so serious right now.
are you guys all from L.A.?
Yeah. Well, Jeffrey...
I commute from Diamond Bar. I make sacrifices.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, cool. And what about the ginormous bass here?
What about it? I don't know.
Well, how did you come to play this and not just, regular acoustic or electric bass guitar?
I play electric bass, too.
Oh, yeah.
I probably started electric bass when I was, like, 10, and I've been playing this thing for maybe 6 or something years. I picked it up when I was, like, in my early 20s. So I was trying to play a lot of jazz, and I still play a lot of jazz, but I play a lot of other kinds of music, too. So anyway, play a lot of Latin music, too.
Is this your bass? Have you had it for a while?
It's seen some
action.
Oh, this bass is older than my grandmother. This bass is, like, 90 years old at least. Yeah. Wow. I put some marks on it myself, too. But it was already kind of beat up when I got it. And it's been through some stuff with me, too. It's cracked a few times on me. It's just old and decrepit. It's German, old German bass.
And did you play bass in some other bands before you came into the Sweetheart?
Yeah, lots of bands. None that you've heard of, though. The best bands you've never heard of, pretty much.
So is the Sweetheart home for you now? You've arrived in?
I'm enjoying it. I would probably say it's the most, like, home feeling I've had for a while with a group of musicians, so that's kind of cool. But far, I'm just kind of feeling it out, seeing how it goes.
And what about the percussion? The drums we're not supposed to have in here.
Yeah, this is such a crime.
How did you get involved in Sweetheart?
Actually, through AJ, the bass player. Him and I have played a lot together in the past, and we still do. And he told me about Wendy and that she needed a drum set player for this gig, so, I offered.
So you're just filling in?
Yeah, but I really like Wendy's songs, so it's really fun for me to, I guess, bring what I can offer to the table for her, so.
And what were you doing before this as a drummer?
Well, I currently play in other bands, like mostly world music bands, Latin bands. So that's kind of my forte right now, is I'm doing a lot of, like, salsa music. It's kind of way different from this vibe, but...
Is it hard to keep from doing a salsa beat in the middle of one of Wendy's songs?
Sometimes I'll break into... No, not really. No, because I really have an appreciation for rock, rock and alternative and... That's where my roots are from anyways. I've always listened to, like, rock music. Yeah.
Well, we both like That Dog, so...
Yeah, and then the first time I met Wendy, I mentioned, like, That Dog, and she was, like, all excited about that, so...
So
we clicked.
Wendy, you write all the songs?
Yeah.
It's sort of Wendy and her band, The Sweetheart kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, I make these demos on my own and then show it to whoever's going to be playing with me and see what they come up with. I'm definitely open to hearing what other musicians like want to add to a song or what I should change about it.
Do you find that your current bandmates sort of bring in a lot of different ideas that help
yeah.
you finalize the song?
Yeah, totally. It makes it less boring. Otherwise, all the songs sound the same, all the parts sound the same. And
do you guys have to call her out every once in a while? Like, hey, you really already kind of wrote this song?
I haven't had to yet.
Well,
but, like,
three.
We just change little things. Like, hey, we start every song that way.
Yeah.
Like, this one sounds too much like the other one. But,
well, let's
no, not too much.
Let's see what you mean. Let's dive into another live song. And then we'll talk a little bit about this EP and where you guys are playing next and all that good stuff.
So this one's on the new EP, Everyday Mistakes, and this one's Take This Away. Okay.
All right, first of all, thank you for surprising me with all these lovely instruments. now that I've hear the full sound, I can't imagine it without it.
Oh, awesome.
It's really, really fantastic. Tell me about the themes of your songs. What are you writing about mostly?
I guess, well, for this EP specifically, it's about my relationships with people, whether it's just like friends or, you know, boys, things like that. Like this one I just wrote was about how three of my favorite people in the world moved to New York. And I was really sad about that, but at the same time, I wanted them to know that I want them to succeed and I think highly of them. So, you know, that's an example. Another one's about how high school, like, still affects people in their 30s. You know, it's
that's true.
Right, things like just interactions with people.
I see that guy. I'm gonna kick his ass too.
Oh yeah.
No, I'm kidding. When you're thinking about the instrumentation of each of these songs, do you see it as a whole? Do you say, okay, this song is a certain quality, so it's essential that I have the cello in here, or this song needs to be heavy on the bass? Is that Do you decide that sort of based on the lyrical content of the song? I know it's kind of an abstract question, but
let me see. I guess for songs that are going to be more of, I guess, reflect when I'm what I'm thinking, like how fast my brain's thinking. I guess, like, that's how I think of it. Like, Take This Away, like the one we just played. It's like, I don't know. I like think about it more, I guess you could say, but like. For another song, like a rock song, it's like maybe I feel like more passionate about it at a certain point in time, but then I get over it.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Tell me about this EP. It's called Everyday Mistakes. And how many tracks do you have on it?
I'm there four.
And where is it available?
You can get them at shows right now. And it's available on CD Baby and on iTunes. And on iTunes, there's actually a bonus track called Miss Misery. And
cool.
So you can check it out there.
Why don't we listen to a track from the EP?
Yeah, sure.
What do you recommend? Or is that on that other CD that you bought?
The first track that you played is on the EP.
Okay.
Yeah, we can play another one from there.
What do you recommend?
I don't know.
Or if you, I mean,
play the CD because I don't want to like double up on songs too much.
Oh, right,
make it
right. Okay.
Boring.
So what are we gonna play next? This is the second track from?
I think
the
this
other
actually
CD.
Is Miss Misery.
The bonus track if you buy the album on iTunes.
Right.
All right, cool. My guest is The Sweet Hurt. You're listening to Is Good on KillRadio.org.
Complain.
And we're back with the Sweetheart on Is Good on killradio.org.